Hello, everybody. I want to think about desert island discs. It's my guilty pleasure, actually. I do like listening to it on Radio 4. My mother also used to like it, and with Roy Plumley, and then latterly with Sue Lawley, and there have been recent presenters. I think it would be fair to say that I have a very eclectic taste in music. When I was younger, I used to like G&S, Gilbert and Sullivan. There again, that's another guilty pleasure. And I just love hearing the choruses of Pinafore and Ailanthi and Rudigore. I just think they're wonderful. In the 1960s, when I was growing up, I can remember watching the Beatles singing She Loves You on this very small black and white television. And also listening to the Monkees, I'm a Believer. As I was growing up in my 20s, I used to go to a folk club and I used to listen to a group called the Oldham Tinkers. I think they're still around now, but they were just marvellous. And Bernard Wrigley and Mike Harding, these were all people from the Northwest where I'm from. And also, I've got a bit of a soft spot for big band music. I like Glenn Miller, but I think this goes back to my time in the Salvation Army when I was a young girl, and my father used to play the trombone. And I do love the sound of a brass band. And because of that, one of the groups that I followed for many, many, many years and still do really are Chicago, which are a sort of rock band, but with ha they've got like a brass section as well. But over the last maybe 20 years, 30 years, classical music has also played a large part in my life. And the three pieces that I would particularly want to just hold on to when if I had my own desert island discs would be Elgar's cello concerto. I just think that is incredible. I think also Mozart's Requiem, particularly Lacrimosa, and also Brahms' violin concerto. These are three pieces of music that over the years have really brought me to a place where I never thought music could take me to emotionally and spiritually. So, what about my favourite hymn? Well, I've got lots of favourite hymns. It's very difficult to just to name one, but for me, I think the one that I can remember the most that brought me to tears the first time I sang it was "Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Let me be as Christ to you. I pray that I will have the grace to let you be my servant too." I couldn't sing any more of that when I very first heard it. It just echoed my whole being at that time. It just echoed who I was, who I wanted to be. And really, this hymn really prepared me, I think, for ministry, prepared me for the life ahead. And I think really one of the things that I really do believe is that we all have an inner song. We all have songs that can really touch us at the time where we most need to hear it, whether it be a piece of classical music, whether it be a piece of music or a Beatles music that can just take us back in time. But we all have an inner song, a piece of music that helps us just to soar higher emotionally and spiritually than we ever thought possible. I think that's the gift of music. That's the gift that God gives us. That when we are feeling low, sometimes a piece of music can just really encapsulate all our emotions and all our feelings. And for me, that piece of music is Mozart's Requiem. When I'm feeling in a point where I just want to soar above everything and just imagine myself on a cliff top, for me that's Elgar's cello concerto. And for me, for ministry, just to guide me in what ministry is all about, I just need to see and utter the words of, "Brother, sister, let me serve you." It's taken me a long time to find my inner voice, to find what piece of music fits me emotionally and spiritually at that moment in time. But we all have an inner song. We all have the capacity just to use music to help us articulate what our God means to us. A God who is loving. A God that travels beyond time and space. But a God that dwells so deeply and intimately with us that God is closer than breath itself. And at the moment, singing is not encouraged in our church buildings or choirs for that matter. But we can sing our inner song to God. We can recall our music and recall how it makes us feel. And God will bless us as we acknowledge our inner song. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.